The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Live from the smartwaytobuy.com studios.
Good morning. Welcome to your Tuesday morning briefing. Here's what you need to know to start your day with your host, former Saturday Night Live superstar Joe Piscopo, produced by Frank Morano, with news guy Al Gattulo, and traffic with Debbie Duhame. This is the Joe Piscopo Show on AM 970, The Answer.
That's life.
That's life.
That's what all the people say. You're riding high in April, shot down in May. But I know I'm gonna change that tune. When I'm back on top in June. I said that's life. Some people get their kick
stomping on a dream.
Don't let it get you down, baby.
But I don't
let
it get me down.
Listen to the old man, he knows.
Cause this fine old world, it keeps spinning around.
This is my mantra right here.
I've been a puppet, a pauper, a pirate, a poet, a pawn and a king.
I've been
up and down and over and
come
out.
Come on, we're all in this together.
And I know one thing.
I mean, what are you going to do
each
now?
Each time yep. I find myself
laying there,
flat on my face, I pick myself up and get back in the race.
Where was I performing? I was performing somewhere. Where the heck was wherever I was, I did a series of shows, and it was New Year's Eve, yeah. And I went out, and I started, and they know the song. No matter what age they are, they know that's life. And Frankie's going to find out who wrote the song, because I'm embarrassed I should know who wrote the song. The old man, that is such a great, positive song. Everybody, as soon as they stomp you down, they want to just take you down, and they want everything negativity. You see it happening out of Washington, D.C. All they want to do is rip us down, stomp us down, and we pick ourselves up. We get back in the race. What's the guy?
It was written by Dean Kay and Kelly Gordon.
Yeah, which you never really heard. Did you ever hear those guys again?
No.
Right?
No.
Just a great. And it was originally done by, was it the guy who did Little Green Apples?
O.C. Smith was the version
which
that
was a great
Sinatra heard, but the first recording of it was by someone named Marion Montgomery.
Yeah, yeah, but O.C. Smith, I think caught the old man's ear. Hey, Joe Piscopo on the radio, 707 on AM 970, The Answer. Great to have you with us this morning. Congressman Peter King will join us momentarily. You know, I don't really want to rail, but I will, just a little bit. I am so tired. Of hearing about the articles of impeachment, and now there's going to be more articles of impeachment, and now I am so insulted as an American that Nancy Pelosi says to George Stephanopoulos over the weekend, no matter what happens, Donald Trump's going to be impeached for life. That was like a snarky little jilted lover, because she couldn't get what she wanted in the Senate. She's on this power trip like I've never seen. She's got to stop it. Everybody's just got to stop it. My goodness gracious, what's going after the president to the degree that she has with it, and they won't let it go. Now, it's going to be in the Senate again. We're going to watch this again. Frankie, they may bring more articles of impeachment. That means they got to go back. We got to watch Adam Schiff again. You see, the problem is people are smart, because if you're listening, you probably don't watch it. I'm the dopey guy that actually during the day watches these hearings and yells at the TV, you know?
Well, I don't blame you, but the whole thing is just such a waste of time.
Ugh.
And Congress's time and energy. I mean, all right, now that they've impeached him, it's over. Let's have a trial and let's move on he's acquitted. To talk about impeaching
delaying,
him again.
They're just trying to continue to delay until they get to the election. They're going to see how far they can push it.
Exactly right. And what do you think about this, fellas, that they're saying Nancy Pelosi is trying to make way, get those senators to sit in that trial to hold them down so they can't campaign out there so Joe Biden run could get some
Interesting. I heard Mike Gallagher talking about that a little bit yesterday.
Who?
Mike
is always on the forefront. If he said it,
right.
that could very well be the case.
So the Iowa caucuses are 3 weeks from yesterday. So that means even if they start the trial next week, even if the trial is only 2 weeks, which I guess it could be even less, you're taking Sanders, Warren, Bennett, and Klobuchar off the campaign trail in the days when it's most important for them to be in Iowa. By the way, congratulations to Senator Michael Bennett, endorsed by James Carville yesterday, who went up to New Hampshire to endorse him.
Very interesting.
Congratulations.
I mean, you may laugh, but that's not bad. Carville, I'm not crazy about the guy, but a political genius.
Well, I only mentioned it because I think most people forgot that Michael Bennett was even still running.
How many people have dropped out in the last 3 weeks and they're still... 14 people still in the race.
Yeah.
So Cory Booker is the latest.
Yeah.
Well, the interesting thing with Booker now is there's this debate tonight, and I know you're going to chat about it with Jen Kearns later, but there's this debate tonight, and now the only other African-American candidate in the race, DeVal Patrick, has not qualified for this debate, and neither neither has the Asian-American candidate, Andrew Yang.
That's racist.
So you have six candidates up today.
They must be racist.
All of whom are lily white. You know,
it's racist. I don't think they should allow the debate.
Well, this is the party of diversity.
So what do you want? You want a tanned candidate?
No. I think the Democratic Party, for them to highlight the diversity of the field,
exactly,
they were so
right.
excited. Black candidates, Hispanic candidates, Asian
women,
candidates,
women,
gays, we got it all.
Well,
the only thing they're missing is a transgendered candidate. And who knows? But, you know, by the end of the cycle, somebody might change genders just to get a little more.
What network is carrying this tonight?
CNN.
And there's not
Nobody's
a black person
it.
On this?
No person of
CNN
color.
CNN should cancel the debate.
They should.
They should really say, I'm sorry, due to lack of racial equality.
Yeah.
More like lack of ratings. No one is watching this.
Wait a minute. Stay right there for a second. 7-Eleven, baby. See, Frankie's number, baby.
Only
so,
on the come out.
When they always go like this, and I watch the other shows, they go, did you see what they said on CNN? You know what? Actually, we didn't because no one's watching it for Christ. And I don't mean to be mean. It's just real. They're so negative toward everything that's positive. If the president signs that First Step initiative, where a lot of the right wing just didn't like that, because why? You're helping people in prison get back into life. And Commissioner Kerik was on, Cory Booker was on top of that, Jared Kushner, and a lot of people didn't like it. But rather than say, congratulations, Mr. President, they'll make something negative about that. And now people are tired. That's why people aren't watching MSNBC or CNN or any of the mainstream media.
Well, MSNBC actually is still getting numbers in prime time because they've
not touching Fox.
They've become
they're not touching Fox
of the anti-Trump resistance, right? CNN hasn't really carved out a niche. They're not the network of Trump supporters like Fox News is trying to be, and they're not the network of the Trump resistance MSNBC is. So they're sort of in this no man's land. I want to mention a great show on CNN on Saturday mornings is hosted by Michael Smirkanish.
That's the notable exception. We should get him on the show.
But you know what's funny?
Smirkanish, they put him one day a week on there. He should be on every night,
this
guy.
He's terrific.
Smirkanish
I think that's
great.
One of the best producers.
Well said, Frankie.
You know what's funny about CNN? I'm at the gym yesterday, and they usually have CNN on at least two or three of the big, the big monitors or whatever.
Please.
So I'm doing the bike, and the CNN is right. It's to my right, and I think to my left they had ESPN on or whatever. But of course, I have headphones on. I can't hear anything.
Listening to Gary Clark.
And they don't. Actually, I was listening to Rush yesterday. But anyway, on the CNN, they don't have the teletype, so you can't see what they're saying. But every single host or guest that's on the program has this pained look on their face, no matter what story they're delivering. Jake Tapper was telling the story, and he has this look on his face he's about to have an aneurysm at any minute and drop. I think that's part of the reason why and everything is breaking news, scandal.
You know what? You may be over dramatic, but I don't think so. I think you're right on the
right. Moment. Am I right?
Yeah, right.
Well,
you're
wait until
right.
I think Wolf Blitzer is one of the moderators for tonight's debate. Wait until you see.
But you know, Wolf was
he's scared.
Great
well,
journalist.
Well, that's why they brought him in because it was expected to get. There's so little interest in this debate now because you have
a
situation where
somebody with a record, seasoned reporter,
Wolf Blitzer will bring
Wolf Blitzer. Okay, I'm scared. I'm
scared
Blitzer.
To ask you this question, Joe. Here's the question.
Scared of single home
there's no black people on stage. I'm very upset. I have to leave now. Yes, someone with a beard, please. Something.
Someone with a beard?
Somebody. I'm sorry.
No bearded candidates as
but,
well.
But, you know, the thing with Cory Booker, the reason why he didn't resonate is, and apparently I was reading a couple of different things about why Booker had dropped out. He maintained his, however he wanted to run his race, he maintained it throughout the entire time. He didn't attack people. He wasn't going after anybody. He wasn't doing the things that some of these other candidates have done to try to generate interest. And I think at some point people go, all right, yeah, it's great. You're running, but nobody cares. Deval Patrick, he was in a diner apparently talking with people.
Please,
nobody knew he was running for president.
Yeah,
some
exactly.
guy goes to the reporter. Nice guy.
Therein
oh, he's
lies
running for
the
president.
Reason why Nancy Pelosi goes crazy and does this impeachment stuff like you said. This is why she's ginning it up today, going after the president, and they're going to try to continue this articles of impeachment, more articles of impeachment, because they have no one. And that's so unfair. They don't care about helping the stressed areas. They don't care about helping the inner cities. They don't care about infrastructure. They don't care about saving us tax dollars. They don't care. The fact of the matter is, if you cut to New York State, and it's a microcosm of what's happening in the Democratic Party, in my opinion. You've got Tish James, who is a brilliant young lady. I got to tell you something. You may not know who she is. She was just a brilliant young lady. Her history, briefly, Frank, she was in the city council. She was...
Yeah, exactly. She was elected in as a third-party candidate.
As a young lady.
No, I mean, she was mature. She,
I mean, oh, my God.
Yeah, I mean, wow. But it was very... It was interesting. She... it was 2003, and the city council member... had just been assassinated. The only assassination
that
has ever taken place across the street in City Hall.
Please.
And then there was this big election, and the Democrats nominated this council member's brother. And it turned out this guy was as flawed as can be, a lengthy arrest record, this and that.
Yeah.
And so Tish steps in and runs as a third-party candidate, the candidate of the Working Families Party, and became the first city council member to win as a third-party candidate since, you know, in decades.
Yeah.
In decades.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
And she did some interesting things, and she was incredibly well-liked by all of her colleagues on both sides of the aisle. If you listen to conservative Republicans like Vinnie Iguzio, who she served with.
Exactly.
Or liberal Democrats like Venetia Tilly. She was just likable.
Yeah.
Then she was public advocate for 4 years. It's kind of a do-nothing job.
But still, she was great. And she came on the show.
Absolutely.
And we would have time, fun on the show.
Yeah.
Now, and I know we got a break in a little while. Then Andrew Cuomo goes, okay, I need an attorney general. He goes to Tish, you know, and they run together.
Well, yeah, but she ran and won in a competitive Democratic primary first. She beat Zephyr Teachout, Sean Patrick Maloney, number of other candidates.
So now why is she? She's going through this, and Governor Cuomo does the same thing, and it makes me crazy. They just think, and like I said on Neil Cavuto show yesterday, what Phil Murphy does, they take this Democratic progressive socialist agenda, and they paint this broad stroke, and they think it's going to work in New York. They think it's going to work in New Jersey. It's failing miserably in California. And now, and Tish goes out. Now she's going after, and walk me through this, Five Boroughs, before we break, if you would. Tish James is going after the NYPD in the subway, saying they're going after people.
Yeah.
Do you think that maybe, what if, and I'm just, this is a hypothetical. This is not an accusation. What if there are people of color creating more crimes in the subway than people not of color? Let me just say, is that racist that the police go after the people who are committing the crime no matter what color they are?
I wouldn't think so, but Tish James has launched an investigation to find out exactly
How dare you? She's got to stop. She's got to stop, and she's paid. And it's about Donald Trump. If it's not Donald Trump, she's going to play the race card now. For what reason? There's homeless people.
Well,
the taxes. There should be. These people should be arrested for raising the taxes to the amount that they do.
Here goes
my blood pressure.
Every prosecutor in the state just about was calling for changes to the recent bail reform law. And even Tish James says we need to make some changes. The only thing I could think is that's her base, is the black community and kind of the progressive wing of the Democratic Party. Maybe she got some blowback from the black community and the progressive wing.
Because they're letting criminals on the street?
Yeah, for saying that we should reform the bail laws. And she's throwing them a bone, saying, all right, well, I'll give you racial arsonists.
Go after the people that keep us safe.
Exactly. Right.
The most elite law enforcement organization in the country, the NYPD.
I want to mention former Mayor Mike Bloomberg got his first congressional endorsement yesterday.
From?
Congressman Max Rose.
Max Rose.
Yes. Well,
that's good for Nicole Malliotakis.
It's going to be it's going to be interesting to see how that plays out.
719 Piscopo on the radio with Morano Gattulo and Debbie Duhaime. Congressman Peter King's going to join us momentarily. Debbie, good morning. How are we doing out there traffic-wise this morning?
I'll tell you what's happening. Good morning, Joe. Good morning, Frank and Al. Let's go out to 18 North at Route 1 into New Brunswick. An accident there over in Bound Brook. Definitely avoid Mountain Avenue getting out toward the area of Main Street. You still have that ongoing investigation after Sunday's fire. Let's see what's happening as you head to 80 Westbound. Serious accident here, 80 West, out by exit 35 in Rockaway. Two lanes remain blocked. You're absolutely bumper-to-bumper in both directions because of that problem. Inbound GWB, Lincoln and the Holland, all 20 to 25. Up at the Tappan Zee Bridge, speeds down to 45 because of foggy conditions. Palisades Parkway, south, exit 12. It's an accident on the shoulder. Still busy on the Staten Island Expressway east out through the Verrazano Bridge because of earlier problems at the Verrazano. And the LIE westbound, slowing down as you get right out towards South Oyster Bay Road into Syosset with an accident there. Rain today, high in the 40s. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhaime with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Sponsored by Walgreens. Walgreens has great deals on everyday essentials you need. Right now, buy one, get one free on hundreds of select vitamins and supplements with card now through February 29th. Walgreens, trusted since 1901. While supplies last, restrictions and exclusions apply. See store for details.
I'm Charles Payne, and this is the Fox Business Report.
A new report says China will buy nearly $80 billion worth of manufactured goods from the U.S. as part of the Phase 1 trade agreement. Reuters says the purchases will include cars, aircraft, medical devices, and energy, in addition to U.S. farm products. Specifics will be unveiled at the signing on Wednesday. The money app Plaid is being sold to Visa for $5.3 billion. Plaid offers access to multiple financial accounts, including Venmo and PayPal. The U.S. has removed the label of currency manipulator from China in advance of the Phase 1 trade deal signing this week. Yesterday, the Dow Jones Industrials were up 83, the Nasdaq gained 95 to a record, and the S&P was up 22. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Ginny Cosola, invested in you.
This is a last chance alert. It's happening in just days. Publishers Clearing House will award $5,000 a week forever. Enter now at PCH.com and you could win $5,000 a week for your life. Plus, after that, $5,000 a week for life for someone you choose. The $5,000 a week forever prize is guaranteed to be awarded on February 28th. So don't miss your last chance to win. Enter at PCH.com before it's too late. That's PCH.com. Hurry, award day is almost here. Go to PCH.com now. Entries due 225. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited.
Hi there, I'm Valerie Smaldone. I have a show that gives you a break from politics because it's something completely different. It's a show like no other in New York, a show about theater and food, nightlife, and the city. It's called Bagels and Broadway, and it airs every Saturday morning from 9 to 10. Conversations with celebrities and producers, chefs and food innovators, and the fascinating people behind the scenes. You can listen on the radio, online, Alexa, and podcast. Bagels and Broadway with Valerie Smaldone, Saturday mornings at 9.
I'm Chuck McDowell, CEO of Wesley Financial Group and timeshare cancellation advocate. I was sued by the largest timeshare company in federal court for simply helping people cancel their timeshare that they had been lied to about. The jury sized me up and came back with a verdict after only 20 minutes. And yes, I won.
My husband and I are more than grateful to everyone at Wesley Financial Group. You know, thanks to Chuck and his team, we feel as though a weight has been lifted and we can move on without the worry of a troublesome timeshare.
Whether you owe $10,000 to $250,000 on your timeshare, it's my mission to get you out of your timeshare, eliminate your payments, and get them off your back permanently. And we proudly hold an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau.
Want to learn more about getting rid of your troublesome timeshare? Call Wesley Financial Group now for your free consultation. Call 800-691-9999. That's 800-691-9999. 800-691-9999.
Digital marketing is a big part of just about every business. It's everywhere. Is your business using it to your advantage? You could be losing sales by the second. Salem Surround can help you. We give you all the right tools to surround your target audience and turn website visitors into leads. A full-service digital agency, providing you with all your marketing under one roof. Contact Salem Surround.
Get a complimentary digital analysis and get ahead of your competition. Call Salem Surround, 212-857-9635 or surroundnewyork.com.
Take AM 970 The Answer anywhere you go with our mobile app. Get in on iTunes, Google Play, or listen on TuneIn, iHeart, Alexa, or radio.com.
Joe Piscopo on the radio. Peter King standing by telling you about Perillo Piscopo Tours. The cutoff date is a couple days away, January 16th. Do not delay. The special trip we're talking about, it's Perillo Piscopo Easter in Rome. We have to cut it off at January 16th, so you only got a couple more days. Please call 800-431-1515. This is a one-price, stress-free time of your life. Listen to this, if you would. 4- and 5-star deluxe hotels, 8 nights accommodation, limited group size, 5 group dinners, all attended, wine tasting, vineyard tour, a very special, intimate Piscopo live performance with special guests Steve Perillo and Mikey Piscopo, please. Easter in Rome. Then we go to Assisi, Florence, the Tuscan countryside, Pisa, Siena, Cinque Terre. Now, space is limited, so they could take so much, and we're just cutting this off on January 16th because that's the cutoff date, because we can't get any more. We can't fit any more than we have, and we have a lot of folks going now. But you may be able to get in if you call 800-431-1515 or go to PerilloTours.com. Janice is standing by. Diana standing by at the Perillo office, and Steve as well, and Linda as well. Perillo Piscopo Tour, Easter in Rome. Love to see you there. 800-431-1515 or PerilloTours.com.
Did you listen to our podcasts? Hear them now on our website at AM970TheAnswer.com.
Portions of this show sponsored by Route 22 Nissan.
Congressman Peter King, he's one of the good ones down there, man. He's representing Long Island and kind enough to join us this early in the morning. Congressman, welcome back to the show, sir.
Charles, it's always great to be with you. A voice of sanity. Yeah. I said something, and you're the voice of sanity.
I'm trying. So help me, goodness gracious. I'm trying, Congressman. It is. I don't know how you stay as good a guy you are. You keep upbeat, and you cut through all of that down there in Washington. I don't. It's just, it's impossible. And then walk me through this, with this bail reform thing. Are they letting, and I heard this as a rumor, and maybe you could verify it, Congressman, that more of these MS-13, you have done such a brilliant job with Lee Zeldin and certainly with President Trump shutting down MS-13 in Long Island. Now with these new laws in New York State, are they getting back onto the streets, sir?
Several of those that are in the state prison system, yes. MS-13, the Bloods, the Crips, they're getting out. Now, I know that the feds and the local police did a massive raid a few weeks ago, and they got over 75 or 80 of them.
Yeah.
They had to do it in such a way that they hoped they would get around these bail requirements. Well, there's no bail requirements. No, this is a real concern. I mean, on Long Island, there's been a large number of gang members have been released back onto the streets, including MS-13. Now, this is disgraceful. And including, for instance, there's this one woman. She was arrested, I guess, 2 or 3 times, immediately for assaulting people on the street. Not a gang member, just assaulting people on the street. She was, I think, arrested 2 or 3 times, released immediately. And then the local guy who owns a 7-Eleven, she came in through a rock through his window.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, these are people just... It's insane. It really is. No, but the MS-13 is a real danger. We have to the fact that the state assembly Democrats are saying they're not going to reform this no bail act they passed is insanity. I mean, there were some straight thinking Democrats that want to change it, but overall the leadership doesn't want to. They're pandering to the left. They're pandering to the progressives.
Yeah.
And again, these are the same people who are anti-police, anti-cop, and always find some excuses when people commit crimes. But, MS-13, I put it in very blunt terms, they are not going into white, middle-income communities. The people they are hurting are the immigrant community.
That's right.
The Central American immigrant community is being terrorized by MS-13. So supposedly the advocates for these hardworking people in these communities, they are hurting the very people they claim they're trying to help. It's the people in the immigrant communities who are being terrorized by MS-13.
And then you told me, Peter, you told me this, and I've talked to you about this before, and I ask you to repeat it over and over again, because this was so scary. When you told me at dinner, and when we were at Michael's of Brooklyn with John Katzimatidis, you said these These monsters in MS-13, they know who the people are in school, then, and they know where they come from. They know where they live in, like, Central America or where they came from. And then they say, we're going to get your family back in South or Central America. Yeah. Is that right?
No, absolutely. That's the type of terror that they hold.
Wow.
And, you know, there's no real reason almost, not that there's any reason to be in a gang, but there's not, we're not talking about money, we're not talking about narcotics, we're not talking about women. This is just killing for the sake of killing.
Yeah.
Cutting people up and, you know, pieces and sending videos to the families. And it's horrible.
And you've done such a great job. And then this is why when I see what President Trump does and I see what you have done as a Republican, I'm really like an independent, yet you clean it up. And correct me if I'm wrong here before we get to – I want to talk about other things happening in D.C., sir, but this is really local to us here in New York. Aren't there bail reform, letting criminals back on the street? And off mic, me and Frank and Al were just talking. You could go instant by instant what they're trying to do. Letitia James now going after the AG, going after the NYPD because they're profiling in the subway, for crying out loud. This will happen if we elect a Democrat. And I hate to say it, if we elect, let me put it this way, Congressman, a progressive socialist as president, this will be on the national platform. Am I right?
Absolutely. And we saw it several years ago with Colin Kaepernick, with Case in Ferguson. It's Staten Island. It's always you blame the cops.
Yeah, yeah.
But somehow it's considered not just acceptable, but they demand it. The left-wing progressives. And we see it in New York. I mean, there's no doubt that the numbers of homeless are going up. Crime is going up. And the NYPD does a great job. It's only a matter of time before the dam breaks. When you have all this pressure being put on you by the progressive left, tying the hands of cops, you're going to find cops, first of all, are going to be reluctant to do their job. Afraid if they do their job, somebody's going to be taking a video, take it out of context, and they're going to be put on trial, or they're going to be scapegoated, or they're going to be terrorized at home.
Yeah, Donald, we appreciate your fight, Congressman. And then you got to deal with this impeachment fiasco. They won't let it go because they want to get – they're trying to push Joe Biden in. I mean, we see it clear as day. And now if Nancy Pelosi – As a matter of fact, I don't know how you, Congressman, I don't know how you deal with it. God bless you. You're such a good guy. If I would get so crazy down there when you see Pelosi and Adam Schiff and Jerry Nadler and all these guys down there, they're not going to let this impeachment situation go away, are they?
No, they decided the day after election in 2016 that Donald Trump is going to be impeached, and they were certain they were going to be able to show it with Russia, even though there was never anything there. That turned out to be zero. So now they went to Ukraine. There's been nothing there shown at all. It's impeachable. You can agree or disagree about the phone call. Whatever it is, it's not impeachable. And also ignored in all this is they say that President Trump is digging for dirt on Joe Biden. Well, first of all, Bob Mueller was looking for dirt on Donald Trump for 2.5 years, and people thought that was great. But to me, is it dirt to say that the son of the vice president of the United States is getting over $1 million for not doing anything in a country where the vice president was supposed to be looking for corruption? That is a very, very legitimate investigation. But having said all that, no, they want to keep this impeachment going. And the irony is they raced it through the House without subpoenaing witnesses or anything else because the president was a clear and present danger. We had to get rid of President Trump.
Yep.
There was no time to waste.
Yep.
Well, now the articles of impeachment have been sitting there for almost a month and nothing being done about it. And President Trump is still the president. So, listen, it's a disgrace. It's going to be looked back on as really a dark chapter in American life. But how President Trump keeps going, you talk about me going, I have nothing to worry about. The President of the United States, this guy is under siege every day, and he keeps going. Last night he was at the National Championship football game, getting a great ovation.
I know.
He loves the fight, and he's fighting for us, thank God.
I know, it's so funny. He's not even breathing heavy. You're absolutely right, Congressman. You know, also, I got to ask you about, before we let you go, Congressman, you were part of the march against anti-Semitism in Mineola over the weekend.
Yeah.
Why do you think, and why... I can't even verbalize it, Peter. You know, I speak to you as a friend and as a diehard New Yorker who always sticks up for, you know, the Jewish community and certainly the state of Israel. Where are we? How did we get here? Why is the Democratic Party so anti-Semitic? And why are these anti-Semitic, the uptick in anti-Semitic crimes in New York of all places, sir?
You know, it comes from all directions. There are white nationalists involved in New York. Every one of those, every recent anti-Semitic act obviously is not being carried out by a white nationalist. It's coming from certain elements in the African-American community, just as there are certain elements in the white community. So this is something that's widespread. I think one of the reasons, too, though, is we hear so much anti-Israel talk coming with from the BDS movement on the campuses and schools. And now usually in the past, when anti-Semitism rises, and there's never an excuse for it, my God, but it comes from this bad economy, people are suffering. Well, people are not suffering today. And yet you have this anti-Semitism. I just think that there's a decline in morality in society overall, and anti-Semitism is a symbol of that. The Jewish community has suffered so much over the centuries. And, you know, growing up in the New York, New Jersey, where we see the tremendous achievements and accomplishments of the Jewish American community, what a vital part of the American fabric they are, we have to all speak out against it. And we have, again, members of Congress making anti-Semitic remarks. We have the BDS movement on campuses. And they talk about, they say it's anti-Israel, but it emerges right into anti-Semitism and helps create this atmosphere. And there's also people, you know, be honest, on the white nationalist side who just have this historical hatred of Jews. That's horrible. Well, I mean, one feeds off the other. And to we're going to have a hearing today on anti-Semitism in the House. And again, I hope that certain Democrats don't say this is all because of Donald Trump. I mean, the attack in Jersey City was not caused by Donald Trump. The attack in Muncie was not caused by Donald Trump. I mean, this is absurd. Also, we should give, you know, as far as a shout-out, in Jersey City, one of the first cops in to stop that was Bernie Kerik's son.
Yeah.
The former Commissioner Bernie Kerik.
Yeah, that was, you know what, we saw that, and the Bernie's son is on the SWAT team in Newark, and Newark came over to Jersey City and helped out, and they went in, they plowed down that deli, and they took out...
I mean, without going into details, Bernie's son could have had the easiest, best job in all of New Jersey policing. He didn't want it. He wanted the toughest he could get, and he got it, and he did a job.
Point well made, Congressman. Congressman Peter King, he is the man. Keep the fight, Congressman. Love having you on the show, Peter. Our love to Rosemary and the family, and let's talk soon, my friend.
We'll see you, Michael's one of these days.
Love it. Let's do it again. Michael's of Brooklyn. Absolutely. Okay. Thank you, Congressman. Okay. Congressman Peter King right there. Jen Kearns will join us. Mike Gallagher's on the show as well at 7:36. Big Al standing by with the headline news on AM 970. The Answer.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970, The Answer.
37 degrees at 7:36. I'm Al Gattulo with local news first. Here's what's going on. Governor Murphy's in the state's capital today to give his 2020 State of the State address. Murphy will appear in assembly chambers at 3 p.m. to deliver his plans, which he's describing as an outline of how to upgrade the financial security of middle-class families across the Garden State. Governor says while progress has been made in his first 2 years in regard to making New Jersey a stronger and fairer place, he feels there's more work to be done and is looking forward to sharing how he proposes to make things even better. Governor Cuomo headed to Puerto Rico to help as the island deals with the aftermath of devastating earthquakes. Cuomo leaves today, bringing with him a number of state officials to help out with the recovery effort and direct resources down to the island. He notes that Puerto Rico has yet to fully bounce back from Hurricane Maria, making these recent quakes and tremors all the more challenging. Widespread power outages have been reported as well. Governor Cuomo says he hopes that the state's experts can help. In sports, first meeting of the season between the Rangers and Islanders. Blue Shirts come away with a 6-2 victory over the Islanders. LSU is king after beating Clemson 42-25 in the college football playoff national championship game in New Orleans. It's the first national title for LSU since 2007. And sports is brought to you by Modell's Sporting Goods Stores. You gotta go to Moe's. Stuck in traffic? Debbie Duhame's got the answer.
Hey, good morning, Al. Let's go to the LIE westbound service road, getting out toward Half Hollow Road into Melville. Watch out for an accident over there. We're seeing some slowdowns on the J train, also on the L Raritan Valley line of New Jersey Transit, operating today after the problems in Boundbrook into yesterday. Let's see what's happening as you head over to the Bronx River Parkway southbound. Pretty busy down through 177th. 80 westbound, that accident investigation into Rockaway out by exit 35. That accident is now on the shore. Shoulder, but it's still jammed up in both directions. Still seeing delays on the New Jersey Turnpike south by exit 17 on the eastern spur with an accident getting down towards Secaucus. 18 north at Route 1. An accident now off on the shoulder. Speeds reduced at the Tappan Zee Bridge with fog. Taconic south at 117 into Mount Pleasant. A collision there. Rain likely today, high in the 40s. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhame with Joe Piscopo. AM 970, The Answer.
It's okay. Hey, Joe on the radio, good morning. 7:38, Jen Kearns is in the studio, going to join us. We're going to talk politics with this gal that knows politics better than most. I'll tell you that right now. Can I tell you about Balance of Nature? Now, you're looking at me. We're on YouTube, we're on Facebook. We appreciate that. And I'm telling you, you got to at least try Balance of Nature. It's fruits and vegetables in capsule form. Fruits and vegetables in capsule form. That's all it is. It's not like an ordinary vitamin. Ordinary vitamins, those multivitamins, they have filler, they have synthetics, and you eliminate most of it. It upsets your stomach. I was a vitamin junkie, I mean, for lack of a better phrase, right? I really was. All I wanted to do was say, I'll take this vitamin, I'll take that vitamin. I don't take any of them because I went on the Balance of Nature journey on the advice of Dr. Douglas Howard, who came up with the concept of Balance of Nature. And I told you about Sue, when the whole Howard family, they know about Balance of Nature. And Sue said, Joe, you don't need the multivitamin. Your body will absorb all of Balance of Nature. So if you got a little cold, you're afraid of energy, mental clarity, and you want to sharpen these things up, try Balance of Nature. We're all doing it on the morning team. And, you know what? That's why, how could they possibly be so great on the radio? I'm telling you, it's Balance of Nature. I'm kidding. But we want you to try Balance of Nature. 800-246-8751. 800-246-8751. 35% off just for you, plus free shipping. Are you kidding me? On your first preferred order of Balance of Nature. 800-246-8751. Or go, please, to balanceofnature.com. Use the discount code THEANSWER.
Want a New Year's resolution that's easy to keep? Larry Elder here. Resolve to help protect your identity and personal info with LifeLock Identity Theft Protection. LifeLock alerts you to potential threats to your identity. You see, they see more than what you can see by just monitoring your own credit, like your info on the dark web. And if you have a problem, LifeLock's U.S.-based restoration specialists know the steps to take to help resolve your case. After all, only 1 in 5 identity theft victims who had accounts open in their name discovered their theft through a bank or credit card company. Of course, no one can prevent all identity theft or monitor all transactions at all businesses. But LifeLock is the New Year's resolution that's not only easy to keep, it'll help you protect what you've worked so hard for. Get LifeLock for up to 25% off your first year with promo code ELDER at LifeLock.com. That's promo code ELDER for up to 25% off your first year with promo code ELDER at LifeLock.com.
Listen to us online at AM970TheAnswer.com. Tune in, iHeart, Alexa, or radio.com.
So Balance of Nature really made me the better person than I am today, Jen. That's like that was like an infomercial.
This is how you're so cheerful.
Jen is. I'm telling her why I take Balance of Nature, why I think it works. I tried everything else. I really, you let us know. We know people. Oh, am I reading this now?
Yes, that's why I handed it to you.
Oh, thank you.
I'm handing it back now.
Don't hand it to me. I just got it.
This is great. If you're watching this, did you see that? Al usually crossed the board, if you're listening, and you're driving. Al's across the board, running the board. Yeah. And so he hands me.
I usually hand him. No,
my sis. I go like this.
I go like this. I go.
And then I go, and I grab it. Don't even think about it. I go, thank you, Al. And I put it down, and there's a copy in front of me.
And then he goes.
And then after I read it, I hand it right back to Al like this, if you're watching.
But he hasn't read it yet, he needs to read.
So I go like this.
Maybe you need a good lawyer.
I gotta go. It's about John Bramnick. I don't need copy for John Bramnick. John Bramnick's a great guy. He's such a decent individual. He's a good guy. John Bramnick is. You know, he's an attorney, but they will come to your house if you have an injury. They will come to your house. How about that? I mean, I'm the son of a lawyer. My father, God bless him, was like that. And I like that John is along those lines of the way my pop was. Always caring about the client. Never caring about, don't think about money, didn't think about, always worried about you first. And then let's get into this. And always sticking up for the person who is hurt. And if you have an injury, if you need a phone consultation, it's free, by the way. The phone consultations are free. They handle accident cases. They're handled on a contingency fee. How about that? That's a contingency. No recovery, no fee. John began his law practice in 1984, now with 17 lawyers and a staff of 30 ready to assist you. And you know what I love about John, too? His son, Brent, is there. Brent, what a stellar young man Brent is. John and Brent Bramnick. This is where you got to go. You got an injury, the Bramnicks will come to your home. You may not even need to go to court or go to have a trial. Let the Bramnicks walk you through this. If you're wondering how you're going to pay your medical bills or how you'll be compensated for lost earnings, they have all the answers. Here's the number for the Bramnick Law Firm, please. 877-423-4878. Just like that. It's 877-423-4878. 78. You could also reach them at johnbramnick.com. Let me spell that for you. JohnBramnick.com.
Dan Proft, coming up tonight at 9 on AM 970. The Answer.
Live from the smartwaytobuy.com studios.
Good morning. Good morning, Jersey Joe on the radio. So Jed Kearns is a great gal, Republican strategist, contributor to The Hill, a former writer for the Republican presidential debates. Jen, welcome back to the show, girl.
Yes, thank you. I'll be tuning in tonight to the Democrat debate. What I hope they're as hard on the candidates as we were.
We were saying
over at Fox News.
Wolf Blitzer always sounds so scared when he talks. Wolf Blitzer.
But you know what? Wolf's, I think, a good journalist. I want to be objective.
Yeah.
Who else can they use at CNN?
Well, when I saw it was Wolf, I said, hey, there might be a chance that the first question out of the gate is, Bernie Sanders, do you really believe a woman cannot win the election?
Yeah, good.
If Wolf Blitzer does not ask that question,
he's a pathological liar.
And look, if Wolf Blitzer does not ask that question tonight, CNN is no better than Fox News and Megyn Kelly when they ask the tough question of Donald Trump about women.
Yeah.
Bernie deserves that question tonight.
You think he'll get it? I think Wolf's got to do it. I think so. I have hope in Wolf.
I do too.
I mean, really.
He's the last of the Mohicans.
But we thought they should cancel the debate because it's racist that there's no people of color. So I think
You
think CNN will probably be a little graphic up. We have canceled the debates because there's the only white people here.
Interesting the deflection that always exists in the Democratic Party? Yeah. I mean, look, when I saw the comment that Bernie had reportedly made to Elizabeth Warren that women can't win the White House, it reminded me of, remember the book Game Change by John, what's his name, Heilman and Halperin in 2008.
Yeah.
They talked about how Bill Clinton was sitting with Ted Kennedy on the campaign trail, and Bill Clinton said of Barack Obama under his breath to Ted Kennedy, a few years ago, that guy would have been getting us coffee.
Wow.
About Barack Obama.
Wow.
Remember that? Remember how racist that was?
Yes.
And they called Bill Clinton the first black president. The Democratic Party is all about deflection. Whatever they're saying that you need to do, fair.
Transference.
There's always something deep and dark in their own minds. Yeah. And Bernie Sanders, sure enough, it came out.
You know, to that point, and not to get gossipy, because Bill Clinton was one of our best presidents. I'm one of those guys. He was very, very smart. Very smart. And just not what he did is reprehensible. But now he's been seen on this Epstein plane. The press is giving him a free pass on this thing, don't you think?
I think
so. I don't want to make accusations.
Yep.
But he just happened to be there's a picture of him in the plane waving.
Right.
And apparently that's not fake news.
Right. Well, look, in this day and age, you have, you know, Prince Andrew saying, that was photoshopped. And I wouldn't be surprised if the Clintons, should they ever speak out on this, which they won't, it'll be like the 30,000 emails that disappeared. Yes. We'll never get an answer about it. We'll never hear the real story. I think that's what they would say, that this is fake news, the photo's doctored, Photoshop this day and age, can doctor any photo.
Yeah, yeah.
And those photos, the real photos, are probably in the basement somewhere with the 30,000 emails. But doesn't look good for Bill Clinton and a bunch of other powerful guys.
Of course, we're being objective here. We don't want to end up like Epstein.
Right.
Joe Piscopo was found dead outside his studio. God forbid! God forbid, I'm just kidding.
Don't say it.
No, but I'm telling you, it's just not fair, the back and forth and what they're doing. And now this, I think that, do they talk about impeachment today? What are the Democrats going to talk about? What do they have? Do they have any initiative? Is there an infrastructure? Stress cities. Let's talk about that, if we may. My passion the last 25 years, helping at-risk youth, you know, because they're before the grace of God. Certainly go I.
Right.
Because my parents, thank God, were there. If I didn't have them there, I'd be right there with them. In a gang. I'd be working for some guy named Rocco. I mean, I'm just saying. My parents, the Democrats have abandoned the inner cities around the country. The president is the one. The president, this white Republican now from New York that everybody makes fun of, is doing an opportunity zones with Dr. Right. Ben Carson and Mike Lindell, going city to city, helping out the stressed areas.
Right.
Can they ask the Democrats, why have you abandoned the inner cities of the United States of America, Jen?
That would be a fantastic question. This is why you would be a great debate moderator for 2020.
Yeah.
Let me just throw that out there to the debate commission.
There we go. We're ready.
Look at the DA that was just elected in the city of San Francisco, already a city
my
a sanctuary
God.
City. Yeah, let's tell people who this is. This is a guy who was basically raised by Bill Ayers and Bernadine Dorn of
terrorists.
The Weather Underground. Terrorists. Yep. He came under their tutelage because his parents were actually thrown in jail. They had like a botched armored car, Brinks. They tried to rob a Brinks truck to fund their terrorism activity when they were putting bombs at the Pentagon and in police cars. And while the parents were in jail, the child was sent to live with Bill Ayers and Bernadine Dorn, who were with the Weather Underground, Barack Obama's mentors, so on and so forth. And this guy is now the DA of San Francisco. Yesterday, he summarily fired all of the good prosecutors there. These are people, Joe, who, just like you said, cleaned up the inner city, got rid of the gangs in San Francisco. And all of the law and order people, he got rid of them so he could, quote unquote, make room for his management team, which, of course, are far left progressives. I mean, it's amazing.
Thank you for clarifying that, because I know how bad it was. And I was just talking to Congressman Peter King about that, too. It's like when now the Republicans are the bad guys. But do we have a choice? And people go, Joe, you're a pro-Trump guy. I go, well, no. I'm pro-America.
Yeah.
I don't idolize anybody. I just know what I see, what happened to law enforcement the last 8 years prior to this president.
Right.
And yet we get vilified for crying out loud. You know what's so cool? We're talking to Jen Kearns. She's a Republican strategist, but you were a writer for the Republican debates on Fox News 4 years ago. That's really cool. So you came up with the questions.
Yes,
indeed. That you did, and they would filter through and pick what questions they want.
Yes, indeed.
And you would hammer for your – would you campaign for your questions? I mean,
Absolutely.
Did you have an opportunity to do that?
Absolutely. We were given a few targets of people to really go after and really dig down on. You remember, at the time, there were 17 GOP candidates, the largest in American history.
Right,
So it was quite an endeavor, and it turned out to be the most watched presidential debate in American television history, and something I'm very proud of. So,
No, and we're proud to have you here, Jen Kearns. So before we let you go, your prediction. I mean, I always say landslide. Donald Trump will win in a landslide, and with no disrespect to the other side, it's just nobody can touch this guy, I think. But then the pollsters are saying, if Wisconsin, I don't know, is up in the air, if Michigan's up in the air, again, Pennsylvania's up in the air, if the president doesn't take those states, he has a chance to lose. I don't see that happening. What do you see?
I think he could win by an even greater margin than Reagan won.
I
think he's going to have that big demographic in the middle. He's helped every class of minorities, women, Asians, African-Americans,
Latino,
you name it, across the board. Unemployment is amazingly low, 60-year history. I think
that's
he's
historic.
Got a great chance. Ground game is very important. I haven't heard a lot from RNC and Team Trump about ground game. They're trying to do it all digital. My caution
you
is
so good.
You still
got
to
so
go
good.
Ring doorbells
see,
and
see,
say, Joe,
see,
come to the polls with
see.
Me and bring five of your neighbors.
And they listen to the show. I know you're listening.
Good.
I know you're listening.
Good.
Jen Kearns is here. I said the same thing. We're going to break, Al, I know. But the fact that they don't, I think you cannot forget about those lieutenants that were in the ground game.
Yeah.
And I consider us some of that because we're just here. We're new on the radio. I was the first guy to say, you know, this guy can win. Mike Gallagher nationally, Frankie Five Bros. We said.
It was all the talk radio guys. You're absolutely right.
And we hope that the Donald Trump campaign does not forget about that ground game. Well said, Jen Kearns.
Thank
right
you.
On the money. Great to have you with us, girl.
Me too.
Great. You're welcome anytime. Thank
Thanks.
You, Jen Kearns, right there. Where can we find you, Jen, online?
Jen Kearns USA on social media.
Boom. Debbie Duhaime out there on the road, 752 on AM 970. The Answer. Hi, Deb.
Hi, good morning, Joe. Good morning, Jen. Let's see what's happening right now as you take a ride to the Harlem River Drive South. Very busy heading down through the 140s. We're still seeing delays this morning as you head to 287 South exit 35 in Morristown with a collision. LIE westbound service road at Half Hollow Road getting into Millville. It's an accident over there. And the New Jersey Turnpike North at 14, accident blocking a lane. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhaime with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
guys, waking up over and over to urinate is not okay. But now, you can reduce those nighttime bathroom trips with the ingredients in Super Beta Prostate P3 Advanced. We're talking about less urges to urinate at night, less bathroom trips during the day, and better bladder emptying.
It's like taking 3 prostate supplements in one.
You can try a full 30-day bottle of P3 Advanced, free. Just pay shipping and handling. No strings attached, no obligations, and no commitments to buy. This is a 30-day supply, absolutely free.
Call 1-800-257-5387.
Super Beta Prostate is the best-selling brand in major retailers like Walmart. But for this no-strings-attached free bottle, you must call now.
Call 1-800-257-5387.
Don't miss out on this unprecedented free offer.
1-800-257-5387. 1-800-257-5387.
When weather hits, the right wiper blades make all the difference. That's when the Michelin Man is on your side, helping you see better and drive safer with new Michelin Premium Wiper Blades. Designed with exclusive SmartFlex technology, a frameless beam design, Michelin blades flex to the curve of your windshield, giving you unparalleled, streak-free, long-lasting, all-season performance. So when the going gets tough, be ready with Michelin Premium Wiper Blades. It's a difference you can see. Available at Walmart, Pep Boys, Amazon, and other fine retailers.
Paging Brenda Lawson, bank account number 0040891, report to Gate 6.
Data breaches are on the rise, which means your personal info is practically being broadcast to identity thieves. Good thing there's LifeLock to help protect your identity. No one can prevent all identity theft or monitor all transactions, but LifeLock helps look out for you, whether or not your information is exposed in a breach. Save up to 25% off your first year using promo code SMART at LifeLock.com. Terms apply.
Girl to girl. Hey, talking politics with Jen Kurtz, Joe Piscopo. I got to talk to you about MyPillow now. You got to go to MyPillow.com. Radio listener specials. Mike Lindell has for you, because you're kind enough to listen to AM 970, the special buy one, get one free offer today on Giza Sheets. Buy one, get one free today on Giza Sheets. You know I think about you. I'm telling you this. This is a little creepy, but it's true. When I go to bed, I got my head on my pillow. I got my Giza sheets. I got my Jen's laughing, but it's true. I got my mattress topper, and I could turn over, and I'm so comfortable in my bed. I'm a single guy. I'm a single, hardworking father. I don't have anybody to fluff up my pillow. Here you go, honey. Honey, here you go, honey. None of that. No, it's me on my pillow, everything. And I'm so comfortable, I think of you saying, you can get now, you buy one, get one free at the Giza Sheets. And free shipping, by the way. Hey, so go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Specials, buy one, get one free offer on Giza Sheets. You can enter the code AM970, okay? Check out the pillow, by the way. Check out the mattress topper. Check out the towels. My pillow, everything. I am the Piscopo Pillow Man. 800-651-0798. 800-651-0798. MyPillow.com. Promo code AM970.
Eric Metaxas. The show about everything. Tonight at 11 on AM970. The Answer.
Portions of this show sponsored by Route 22 Toyota.
Hey, Joe Lumberg, 756, Joey Lumberg on the radio. Joe, how are you this morning, buddy?
I'm feeling good, ready and roaring to go. How are you?
I am always up and at 'em, you know. A little sad. I lost a friend. We lost a worker and a friend. Oh. Mo, my gal, Mo. Yeah, she passed away suddenly, and so you're kind of down. But you know what? You got to keep it going. Mo would want us to keep it going. You know, she was always so upbeat and positive. So a little sad, but in her memory, we're you know, journeying forward, onward and forward there, Joey. Hey, so what? Now, rain tonight, did you say? Snow later? What's this afternoon
and the evening, there'll be a shower or two, and that's it. I mean, we're talking a few hundredths of an inch of rain, maybe a tenth, and that's it, and it's gone. And tomorrow's a great day, mild with sunshine, mid-50s.
Oh, you're going to do how many
miles?
Enjoy
it, because it's the last day of its kind for a while.
How many miles? I got to ask you this. Joe Lumberg on. We're on YouTube or on Facebook.
Yeah, yeah.
Joe, so you go to Macy's, and you kind of help out at Macy's now and then. Is that right?
Yes, I do.
You just because you enjoy it, pick up a couple bucks. After all of this, all of the miles that you ride in your bike, then you still take another job to go. You are a great American, my friend. You are just going out there and working, and you enjoy it.
Keeping the economy hot and roaring. That's my job. Joe, thanks to the president for making
that's
it.
That's my man right there, Joe Lumberg. You're right. I agree. Thank you, Joe. God bless you, man. You're a good man. You're a good man, Joe Lumberg. I do the same thing. Sometimes I go out, I'll do a gig. They'll go, Joe, what are you doing here? I say, you know, I'm making money. I can buy groceries. I can buy toys for my kids, whatever I can do. And indeed, and I, this is why I will support President Trump. This economy is epic. It's historic. I'm afraid what's going to happen if someone else gets in. I don't hate. I don't really want to vilify anybody, but we're doing good, you know? I don't want to change that. Mike Gallagher's coming up in the next hour. Anthony Pope as well. Coming right back at you on Radio Piscopo.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970. The Answer.
38 degrees at 7:59. I'm Al Gattulo with local news first. Here's what's going on. A woman is injured after being shot by her own father in Brooklyn Monday afternoon. Police say the 48-year-old victim struck in the elbow, rushed to a nearby hospital with non-life-threatening injuries. The 69-year-old father taken into custody. The investigation is ongoing. The controversial bill concerning vaccinations in the Garden State being scrapped for now. The measure would have banned religious exemptions to vaccines required for children to go to public schools, but a vote on the bill was canceled yesterday because leaders in the state Senate ended up short by a single vote. Democratic sponsors say they will reintroduce the legislation today, start the process over. Senate President Steve Sweeney argued they are ready to go to war over this, adding it's about public health and protecting people.